Joining me now is the Dean of Students. Dean of Students. Is that right? Dean.
Yeah, Dean.
Okay, all right. Joining me now is Dean Russ Pearson over at Lane Community College here in Florence. And, I guess some exciting things. I mean, school's going to be, school's back in session. I mean, things are going on.
And, yes. Yeah, ready or not, here we come.
Well, I know, and I know people have been waiting for this, and I'm sure there's a lot of people of all ages that I guess you go from high school age to seniors, right?
Absolutely.
Anybody who wants to learn,
and of course you can do it on the credit side or the continuing education side, and a lot of our continuing ed programs are especially popular with the demographic that looks more like me, George.
So and me, I'm
yeah,
sure that I'm
a little older,
in.
Yeah. but we also have great credit programs that a lot of students take, and they span the entire gamut of ages.
So let's talk about some of the things, like as far as continuing education goes. I mean, there's a lot of talk today about how, people go to four-year schools, they spend a lot of money getting, professional education, and then they have a hard time finding a job. Now, with continuing education, you guys kind of have a more rounded thing. You have lots of opportunities for different areas, right? I mean, skill work as well as educational work.
Yeah, and you may be including career technical ed
that's true. Yeah, I'm
in what you're looking at there. But yes, we do offer a broad spectrum of career technical education programs. A lot of those have been based on main campus. So, that's always an unfortunate conversation I have with students who come in looking, to be a plumber or something. It's like, we do that, but over in Eugene. And we've done a lot of things over the course of the pandemic to try and mitigate some of that travel and such. So
what are some of the things that you have mitigated as far as traveling goes? We'll talk about the continuing education, because I got confused in my mind.
That's okay. CTE, CE, yeah. We're acronym soup in education.
T for two.
That's right. So for one thing, a lot of our career tech programs often require a hands-on component. So we had to figure out during the pandemic, for those programs that were Eugene-based, how to both keep students safe when they're in the sort of the learning section of their courses, and then get them together safely for the hands-on part of those courses. So some of those things still have to be done in Eugene, the hands-on stuff with certain trades, for example. But now, it's much easier to take the academic, the learning portion from over here in Florence. You can come to the Florence Center and zoom into a classroom on one of our live interactive units. As far as the class in Eugene is concerned, there you are. And as far as you're concerned, there they are. And you're able to interact and talk and all that. So that's something we've done. We've also been working hard to increasingly over the course of this year find some ways and some things we can do on the Florence campus to improve our students' access to career technical ed. For example, in May 2020, miraculously, the voters of our district approved a bond measure. Thank you, voters. And if you didn't vote for it in the midst of a pandemic, I certainly understand. You're forgiven. But there's some great things coming out of that. For one, our campus is scheduled to get a little over $12 million in upgrades over the course of the next year, between now and next fall.
Very nice.
A lot of that work will be done, starting in spring term, hopefully not being too disruptive, and then really going to town next summer. But there's a lot of plotting and planning going into that now. So we'll be able to adapt our campus in certain ways to accommodate more career technical education on site. And I'm really excited about this. Another thing that passed as a part of the bond is the college is developing a mobile CTE lab. So we'll be able to outfit that thing with different equipment that ordinarily it's cost prohibitive to, have more than one, for example. Well, we can stick stuff in this big van, whatever it ends up looking like, I don't know, a bus or something, and bring that mobile lab to Florence so our students can do their learning here in Florence and do their hands-on components here.
So would it be, obviously you may not have all the details right now, but would it be like a portion of it might be electrical stuff and plumbing stuff and different things like that?
Well,
is that the idea?
On main campus, we have programs where you can come out
right.
and be eligible to take your electrical license and go through the apprenticeship and all that. Same thing with plumbing, you know. So there are trade-specific programs. But yes, one of the things about this lab, we're thinking of ways to make it very flexible. So, you know, this month it comes over and it's full of electrical equipment. Next month it's full of a plumbing setup. You know, things like that is kind of the way we're thinking about it.
Well, that's pretty cool.
It is cool indeed.
Yeah, I've often thought that'd be a neat thing to do, is to have, like, you know, a container that fits in the back of a van, and the container is trade specific, and it just pulls out, and the next one goes in, and then you just go down the road. So you don't have to load and unload a whole truck. You just load the container.
Exactly. And how this will look in the end, I don't know yet. Yeah. But you know, lots of people, and many of them way smarter than me on these things, are working desperately to figure that out over the course of this year.
So another thing that people like, and I'm one of those ones, like I've always loved photography. I've gotten into digital photography over the years. I used to do all my own darkroom stuff, too, in the old days.
You were serious.
But I really love that. And nowadays, with everything changing the way it is, you know, a photography class would be a good continuing education thing for someone who's interested in that, right? Because, I mean, the way things change now, it's like a camera today does way more things than a camera did 5 years ago.
Yes, it's true. And we have several photography classes actually this fall. And we actually pulled off a couple this summer, too. You know, it was a lot of it was via Zoom, but we had a class meet on campus one time. We had gotten special permission and everybody was masked. And, you know, I think it was before the Delta variant really took off. Probably would be different now. And a lot of folks had a great time. They also went out to the beach and took some pictures along the coast. They went over to Mount Pisgah, took some pictures over there, had a great time. And this, I've got the continuing ed catalog right in front of me.
Oh, there you go.
George. So let me look. We've got like three or four photography classes. Digital photography one. So there's something. Landscape and scenic photography workshop. And another one I'm kind of stoked about. There's a photographer who works all the time with massive amounts of data, you know, photography, digital photography, you know, you've got all these really big files often. Mm-hmm. And how do you manage those things? You know, we all know about cloud computing. Oh. Can we send stuff to the cloud, and how do I get it back? And he or she, I'm not even sure of the gender of our instructor, but they're going to be talking about, you know, what to do, how to do file management with a cloud in mind.
I could totally relate to that because, I mean, I'm looking for a picture.
Yes.
And a specific picture. It's like, you know, I bet if I had an organized system on how to store them, I would be able to find what I'm looking for. And
yes.
I'm pretty sure because you can take literally thousands of pictures in a month.
Absolutely.
And then where are they? What happened to them?
Yes.
Where was that one that had the sun coming down inside the cloud over the shore? And, you know,
exactly.
I totally get that.
I understand the issue.
Now, of course, continuing education, that can be, you know, used for many reasons. Just sometimes it's personal edification.
Yep.
I mean, right? I mean, people want to learn something new just to have a hobby, right?
Yeah. We've got a watercolor class if you've never done that. And watercolor is a great, easy entry into art if you've thought about painting or doing anything. You know, it's pretty forgiving, obviously, if it's watercolors.
And it would have to be with me.
Yeah, me too. Not too much of a mess. We've got a clay class. You probably know that we have a pretty vibrant clay program at LCC, both on the credit side and on the non-credit side. So we've got a clay class specifically for folks in the continuing education
side. And it seems like there's a lot of potters around the Florence area.
There are indeed, yeah.
They probably all learned at LCC, right?
Yeah, I think that's kind of true.
Yeah,
you know, our food share program has the empty bowls thing that they do each year, and LCC pottery class has been a big part of that over the years at different times.
Now, let's talk about the special interest thing I'm seeing here, the moon.
Yes.
What can you tell me about the moon that we don't already know?
Well, apparently a lot. Let's see, where's that moon thing? I'm looking for it here as we talk about this. Where'd it go?
It's in there somewhere.
It is. Yeah. Well, let me turn my pages were stuck together. The moon, symbolically, mythologically, astrologically. That should be.
So, yeah, that's
very interesting.
It's more of a woo-woo kind of class.
But that is.
That would appeal to me.
We do woo-woo sometimes.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it sounds kind of fun.
Yeah.
So that's what that's about. We've got a writing class, and it's focused on a lot of folks as they get older. I'm thinking this way a lot more myself these days. You're interested in putting down things that you think are important that maybe you want to pass on to your family, your kids, your grandkids.
I've started that many times.
Yeah, me too, and stopped. I'm going to get there eventually. Yeah. And we got a class specifically about that. How do you approach writing a personal history, a family history?
Well, that's something good, too. I mean, a lot of people don't, you know, at our age, like you said, we think about it more. But people like in their 40s and 50s that maybe still have their mom and dad around.
Absolutely.
I lost my dad early.
Yeah.
So there were a lot of questions I didn't get to ask.
Yes.
And so if you think about as you get older, your kids are going to want to ask you things. And they might not think to ask them in a timely enough manner to get the answers. So,
you know,
maybe start thinking about that. The writing class would help you maybe organize this and get it down.
Yeah, organize a course of interviews or whatever that looks like in the setting that, you know, fits for you. I think it'll be a great class.
I think that's cool. I mean, writing is just an amazing thing.
Yes, it is.
You know, when you were in last month or so, you did some commercials for LCC.
Yep.
And you talked about, you know, that you're back in the travel business again with Colette Travel.
Yep.
I was concerned that that might change with what was going on there.
Yes.
But are we still on for that?
We're still on. You know, it's interesting right now when you think about travel from a global perspective. Things have gotten more restrictive in many ways in the U.S. as the Delta variant kind of came to our shores and is kind of raging through it still. But Europe is kind of post-Delta in a lot of ways, Delta variant. There's the Delta Airlines as well.
Right.
I guess I need to clarify.
Yeah.
I think the CEO is known for not using the word Delta in terms of coronavirus, by the way. He manages not to use that word.
I had a very good friend who had worked for Delta for 30-some years. So, yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah. So, for example, you know, earlier this week, we read that a lot of European countries are clamping down on U.S. visitors. Well, that will not be true for vaccinated U.S. travelers. So again, if folks are vaccinated and they're, you know, willing to wear that mask on the flights and things like that, travel to Europe still remains entirely open to U.S. citizens. And it's probably much safer there than it would be here. And Colette, we have found, just does a fabulous job. They literally pick up folks that are part of the Florence cohort on these trips here in Florence, bus them to PDX, pick them up at PDX and bring them all the way back to Florence. So it's literally door-to-door service.
That's so nice because, you know, having to park your car in Portland and pay that money, it's probably well worth it to go the Colette way.
Yes. I've been on, you know, I've done a lot of traveling myself, both with groups and on our own. And group travel's an interesting thing. Sometimes, you know, you just feel like you're one of the cows being herded through a country. And Colette does a marvelous job of really you know, keeping the group size small, working with individuals. There's a lot of add-on options if you want to do this instead of that. Not all of those cost money, by the way. You know, there are some optional days and things like that. So we can't say enough about them. Beth Habian, who is my colleague at LCC, oversees our continuing ed program, and she literally is a travel expert. She writes for travel magazine. She's done
a job
of traveling. Yes.
Yeah, I get that.
And she went on one of the Colette tours just to make sure that, you know, everything was as it ought to be, and they get the two thumbs up from us.
So where are some of the places you're going? We want to get through everything, but we're running out of time. So
yeah. So quickly, we've got a trip to Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a trip to Spain and Portugal, including the Portuguese Riviera. Sounds like a lovely spot. And Italy's treasures. So if I remember correctly, the tour to Italy includes a lot of time in Tuscany and some of the other great spots in that fabulous country.
I would always love to go there. Of course, my roots are all in Ireland. So, I want to get there one day before it's too late, you know, too. Credit classes, a mix of on-site, online, live, and remote. Tell me a little bit about that real quickly.
Yeah, that's another thing. During the course of the pandemic, it felt really weird being at LCC because we were technically open to the public, but we couldn't have classes on-site or anything like that. So, it felt really strange being alone, all alone in the world for the most part. But we were working hard to make sure that when we came back this fall, that we can do lots of things. We can pivot really quickly. So, our students are we're asking students to be vaccinated at all our campuses this fall. We're going to have masks. We'll try and do our best to maintain social distancing. So we want to keep everybody safe. So that's job one. And then we do have some on-site classes and some ways to interact with Eugene people if necessary. Our on-site classes could pivot to remote if absolutely necessary. We're hoping to keep them on site at the Florence Center. So we're pretty much ready for anything, and we've got a nice selection of classes, you know, all the math and science and things that you need if you're going through our credit programs.
I have my fingers crossed that, you know, end of October, November, we're going to start seeing a turnaround.
Yes.
And start seeing the end of this, and hopefully that everything will be back to pseudo-normal. Yes, the indeed. New normal.
Yes, indeed. George, we were talking about travel. I should mention we've got a couple of outward ventures planned this fall.
Okay.
Which, you know, we put a bunch of us in a Sprinter van and head off into the Thule somewhere. So we're going to Time Garden in Alsea. It's a beautiful location. I've been there myself. They're having a salmon celebration. We'll have a baked salmon dinner. They've got salmon that run through the river right there. That's where it comes from. And we're also taking an ecological walk through Mount Pisgah this fall. So there's a couple things we're planning to do, too.
That's cool.
And for those particular trips, because we're all in a van, we're asking for strict vaccines. Everybody has to be fully vaccinated that wants to go on those particular trips.
All right. That's pretty cool. It's funny because you mentioned Mount Pisgah in North Carolina. There's also a Mount Pisgah, which I was very close to and rode around a lot. And there, so it was like, wait a minute, are you going to North Carolina? No, but you're not. You're talking about here in Oregon. Russ Pearson, thank you so much.
Thank you, George.
That wraps up the October Our Town. Join us next month. We'll have more guests and more topics on Coast Radio.